Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As you join us today, we welcome you to Let's Face the Issues. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're going to be opening in our monologue with the story, you've heard it, I'm sure, about the frog being placed in a pot of water, put on the burner in the stove, on the stove. You turn the burner up just a little at the time. The frog continues to get acclimated to the warmth and refuses to jump out of the pot until he's boiled to death. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's where we are as American citizens today. We're in the pot of water. The burner's being turned up. The heat is engulfing us. I believe it's time we jump out of the water. I believe it's time that we say enough is enough. I believe it's time, especially as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, that we say we're not going to allow the federal or the state or the local governments to boil us in the water. It's time we reclaim our religious liberties, our faith, our freedom, and our family values in America. And we are in a position today that I believe that we're on the very cusp, the very verge of making the right or the wrong decision and the direction and the trajectory that our nation will go in the future as the United States of America. I believe we're seeing our foundations, our fundamental values, our Bill of Rights being eviscerated, totally destroyed, wiped out before our eyes. And I think it's time that we wake up, sit up, stand up, be heard, be seen, and say enough is enough and not allow it. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. You can join in the dialogue and discussion. Perhaps you totally disagree with my viewpoint, my vantage point, and what I'm saying today. That's your prerogative. Love to hear from you as to the rationale, the reason, and the very thesis on which you live and what you believe to be true and how you determine what is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we face the issues today. We do so based on the truth book. The written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's called the Bible. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And further he elaborates on that in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. That ought to be the modus operandi, if you please, the pattern of our lives. We ought to look at the truth book, the Bible, and ascertain what we should do, what we should not do, and how we should live our lives. And contrary to a lot of popular belief today in American society that's woke, the woke generation, the woke society, they believe that somehow, some way, Christians are second-class citizens. Somehow, some way, whether they verbalize it or not, they believe that Christians should bow, should bend, should be silent, should not be seen, should not be heard, and we should just simply be a robot saying, yes, government, rather than saying, yes, God. Now, I resent that philosophy, that mindset, that attitude 1,000%. I believe that God has placed us, we the people, citizens, we have been placed in a society, in civil government, and understanding that God creates civil government, and civil government is to be obedient to God and to form laws and rules and regulations and legislation that prosecutes evil and protects good. We've watched that term being turned inside out today. In fact, in the past couple of years, going on 3 years now, where we've had the COVID mandates, and through the fear of COVID, through the attitude that I'm petrified that I might get sick with COVID, the American citizens have lost our rights, our freedoms, as a result of bowing and bending to what the federal government says for the lockdown mandates, for the mask mandates, for the COVID jab mandates. And I am absolutely fearful that lest we wake up, sit up, smell the coffee, and make a 180-degree turn, we're going to find a loss of our Bill of Rights and our freedom and for the future of our children and our grandkids today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, as I said a moment ago, we need to do so based on the authority of Scripture, on the authority of the Word of God, and not on the word of government. This is the reason George Orwell, in the 1984 dystopian novel, said, and I quote, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that happening today. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and the other three, as I call it. Ladies and gentlemen, they hate truth. Joe Biden hates truth. In fact, he wouldn't recognize truth from error if his life depended on it. If you noticed in the last several brief interviews about the Ukrainian situation and about Russian scenario and about what China's doing, he simply looks down and literally reads from a note card out of his pocket because he is the puppet, the puppeteers, Barack Hussein Obama, George Soros and others, ladies and gentlemen, Nancy Pelosi and others, they're the puppeteers. Joe Biden is the puppet that's simply obedient to what his handlers are telling him to say. But we need to stick to the truth, ladies and gentlemen. The church, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, we are, as Jim DeMint, former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said, we're the custodians of truth. Let me just read you what DeMint said on that. He said, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, let me paraphrase what former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said. The church is the custodian of the Bible. We have the responsibility of reading and disseminating and preaching and teaching the truth of the Word of God. We have failed miserably. As a result of that, we're watching the woke generation, the woke culture, take a stand that's undermining, tearing down, and destroying what we are supposed to be disseminating and teaching and preaching and believing as Christians. But we have failed our responsibility, I believe, ladies and gentlemen. As a result of that, we're watching the woke society, we're watching the woke culture, we're watching the cancel culture taking control, and as a result of that, we're watching prayer being banned, we're watching the crosses being banned, we're watching Christian principles being banned and eviscerated, we're watching our Bill of Rights, the religious liberties, the freedom of speech, our faith and our families being absolutely eviscerated and destroyed in our nation today. So I think it's time that we sit up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. This is the reason I go back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I call on you today, each and everyone that's listening, everyone that's tuned in to the sound of my voice today, be willing to stand for truth. Not the truth that the fact finders on the Communist Network News, fact check as they call it. I watched one of those dudes this morning about 6:30, 7 o'clock on television. And everything that we believe to be true, everything that we know to be true, everything that we know to be factual, everything that's being done from the conservative Christian perspective was challenged in that, quote, fact check by the Communist Network News, CNN, and what they're saying. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be willing to stand for truth. As Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. And you won't find that on the Communist Network News. You'll not find it on CBS, ABC, NBC, or any of the other networks out there. You'll find very, very little factual truth on even Fox News today. So where do you get your news? Many people that I talk with about issues today, so where did you find that? I didn't hear it. had one lady not too long ago said, well, you know, I watch the news all the time. I read the newspaper, and they don't tell anything about people dying from the COVID jabs. They're not telling us that it's bad. They're all urging us that we need to do that to save our lives. Discovered that it was CNN, the Communist Network News. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the sorriest place in the world to find anything to be called truth. We need to stand for truth, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowners brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup generation equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road right here in Jacksonville, Florida. But there's some good news about Tools for Time today, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much, much more. Great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment to work in at Tools for Time. Tools for Time closes on Sunday so that you can worship with your family. Just drop by Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen. Make an application. Wait for an interview appointment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, there's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again, lest I forget it. Sometimes I can get so caught up in the information that I feel compelled to share with you day by day that I fail to stop intermittently and give you that telephone number, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Love to have your dialogue and discussion on the issue today. We're talking about like a frog being boiled to death. That's where America is today. And let me repeat again that, if you please, the proverbial story about the frog being boiled to death. How do you think a frog could be placed in boiling water? Frog is dumped into a pot of boiling water. He's going to leap out immediately before he boils to death. But, ladies and gentlemen, you can take that frog, place him in a cool bowl of water, put that pot of water on the burner of your range, and turn the temperature up just a little at the time until he literally boils to death because of the comfortability and the acclimation of the heat that he continues to endure. And as a result of that, he is boiled to death, literally. And I believe we're in that position in America today, where we're on the very verge of being destroyed as free citizens. Yes, I believe that we're on the very verge of our freedom in America being absolutely eviscerated, totally destroyed, our Bill of Rights being taken away. I believe it's time that we stop being gradually boiled to death in the American system of governance today. Ladies and gentlemen, today our entire society is in the pot. Our entire society, the citizens in America, the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots, we're all together in this society where we're being boiled as the frog in the boiling water. Because we've submitted, ladies and gentlemen, to the lockdowns, we've submitted to the church closures, we've submitted to the mask mandates, we've submitted for the most part to the vaccination mandates, even though most people today are beginning to recognize there is a woeful problem. There's a woeful situation that most are understanding but afraid to talk about, and as a result of that, we're continuing to be boiled to death, if you please, as the frog in the boiling water. I'm looking at an article that says the massive Johns Hopkins study, lockdowns, masks, closures, did not reduce the death from COVID. It's dated January the 31st. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University conducted a systematic review and meta-analysis of thousands of studies to determine whether or not there is empirical evidence to support the belief that lockdowns reduced COVID-19 mortality. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a multi-page article. Let me read about three very brief paragraphs to substantiate what this article says. They concluded that such policies are ill-founded and should be totally rejected, end quote. Quote, while this meta-analysis concludes that lockdowns have had very little or no public health effect. They have imposed enormous economic and social costs where they have been adopted. The researchers wrote in the abstract, in consequence, lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy or instrument at all. The meta-analysis titled A Literature Review of the Meta-Analysis of the Effects of Lockdowns and COVID-19 Mortality began by identifying, 18,950 different studies potentially that could support the belief that lockdowns reduce COVID-19 mortality. They define lockdowns as the imposition of at least one compulsory or non-pharmaceutical intervention, meaning that government policies restricting people's regular activities, such as limiting movements, closing schools, closing businesses, banning international travel and local travels. There was no, this research now, in reviewing 18,590 different studies, compiling them together, and boiling down the analysis, says there was no broad-based evidence showing that non-pharmaceutical intervention had any effect on the COVID mortality, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I am concerned that we still have people today that you would say have common sense, that you would say are brilliant people, or that we would review background of that individual to say they have got a good education, they understand truth from error, and yet we find, ladies and gentlemen, those same ones today are still spewing the lie that lockdowns work, that mask works, that the COVID jab works. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people listening to me today that you've had COVID jab number one, you've had COVID jab number two, you've had the booster shot, even considering if not already having had the second or third booster shot. And yet you come down with COVID. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's a major event that's taking place behind the scenes, not being publicized, that's taking place with CDC. CDC is now redefining what is called being completely vaccinated. They are saying that you have COVID shot one, COVID shot two, a booster shot, and a booster shot. If you have not had a booster in the last 90 days, some kind of booster, second, third, or fourth booster, if you've not been boosted in the last 30, 60, or 90 days, then you're considered unvaccinated. Now, you might ask the question, why are they changing the definition of being fully vaccinated? They're doing so because the hospitals, emergency rooms, and hospitals are being filled today with those that have already been COVID vaccinated. They've been COVID boosted and boosted and boosted again, and now they're being considered as not being fully vaccinated. That way they can say, ladies and gentlemen, that our hospitals and emergency rooms are being filled with the unvaccinated population. Now, if that's not a demonic deception, nothing in the world is. And as a result of that, what you see on the Communist Network News, what you hear from CDC, what you hear from Jan Psaki on television, as she is the lying mouthpiece for Joe Biden, as you watch and listen to these lying mouthpieces, and you listen to, if you can tolerate the Communist Network News, listen to any of that, you would think that somehow, some way, we're on a different universe altogether because of what they're saying. They're telling you, and multitudes believe it today, that the unvaccinated, understand the difference now in definition of unvaccinated, that the unvaccinated are filling the hospitals, the emergency rooms, and they're the only ones that are dying with COVID, even with Omicron variant. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to find some document that will show that there's been multiplicity of deaths around the globe from the Omicron variant. In fact, some of the documents that I've read, there's a minuscule number that have had the Omicron variant that died as a result of it. The potentiality of death from the Omicron variant is minuscule. It is highly contagious, and it is, as one science medical writer says, it is nothing more than the common cold or a case of the flu that has gotten around the world each season about this time of the year. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the demonic delusion. We are becoming as the frog in the boiling water. If you accept that, If you accept that lie, if you accept that deception, if you embrace that, you are the frog in the boiling water about to be boiled to death simply because you're not willing to find the truth, listen to the truth, hear the truth, love the truth, speak the truth, and defend the truth as we're told. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. When Joshua had 52,000 people plus helping him rebuild the wall around Jerusalem, there was the intervention by the enemy. There was the threat from the enemy. There was the intimidation from the enemies. There was the threat of life from the enemies that they were going to come in surreptitiously. And while the Nehemiah and his camp were sleeping, that they would come in and destroy them. Nehemiah was shaking in his boots, wasn't he? No, he wasn't. He said, "Our God shall fight for us." Ladies and gentlemen, they continued to work. They continued to watch. They worked with the sword in one hand and the trowel and the brick in the other hand. And it's what we need to do today is continue to work, continue to witness, continue to watch, and continue to carry on our lives without the intervention of the government. We're going to talk about during this broadcast today about what's happening in Canada with the truckers. We're going to talk about today what's happening in our schools with the educators trying, with the woke society and the woke educational agenda, trying to modify the sexual gender of our children in the schools and trying to mock them cause deception within the school campuses to force those students to embrace a woke society that says that there's more than two sexes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a society today where the genders are supposed to be up in now to the hundreds of different genders. And yet, when a professor, when a doctor, when a theologian, when someone says publicly that God created only two genders, the male and female, you're mocked at, laughed at, and if you're on a payroll with any institution, with a hospital, or with an educational system, you're summarily suspended or fired outright for taking a stand and telling the truth. Remember, we need to be willing to love the truth, tell the truth, seek the truth, learn the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's what it takes in this society in which we're living today. We have multitudes today that will have you to believe a demonic devil's lie. And ladies and gentlemen, we're living in a time of a great delusion where there's the delusion of people believing the lie, believing the demonic lie. As a result of that, we're watching the diminution of the churches. We're watching the destruction of the body of Christ. We're watching the undermining of our faith and our freedom and our families. And we're watching that. We're as the frog in that boiling water, not realizing that as the temperature goes up, if we continue to embrace it, it will be our demise. It will be the demise of our nation. It will be the demise of our foundation. It will be the demise of our Bill of Rights. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 11:3, it says, if our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We need to recognize where we are today and get out of that boiling water before it is too late, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an article, for example, that says, ivermectin shows antiviral effect against Omicron, according to Japanese big pharma firm. Dateline, January 31st, 2022. A Japanese conglomerate that is studying the anti-parasitic drug ivermectin has found that the medication has an antiviral effect on Omicron, according to the joint non-clinical research. Further, it states, they issued a press release on January 31st stating that ivermectin has been found to be fully effective against Omicron in its vitro studies. The firm is also in the process of carrying out phase 3 clinical trials on the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19 patients through the company's research and remarks of effectiveness pertaining to the findings of the lab-based research. Now, keep in mind, before I read three other brief paragraphs in this article, our government, through the direction of St. Anthony Fauci, Emperor Anthony Fauci, King Uzziah Anthony Fauci, that literally today runs the federal government, literally today is the mouthpiece for Joe Biden, is literally the mouthpiece for our entire federal governmental system. And the CDC and the NIH all are uniformly saying and have been saying for almost 3 years that ivermectin is something that cannot be used. It's been disapproved by the FDA. It is not an approved drug. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been approved, HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, and ivermectin, for between 45 and 60 years. It's inexpensive, but it will absolutely become a prophylactic to prevent COVID and or to cure COVID. But because it's not an expensive pharmaceutical drug that is behind the whole sham, the scam of the so-called pandemic, it's a plandemic, ladies and gentlemen, and because they can't make the money off HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, and ivermectin, they've now proceeded for going on three years to tell you and to tell the populace that it's poisonous, it's harmful, it will be deadly for you to take. Conversely is the fact. Here is further statement. Headline, ivermectin shows antiviral effect against Omicron, according to Japanese pharmaceutical firm and its investigation. The company working with the university based in Tokyo said the ivermectin has the same antiviral effect on all mutant strains of COVID, including Alpha, Delta, Omicron, added that the ivermectin suppresses invasion of the virus and inhibits its replication completely. Ivermectin is expected to be applied for a therapeutic drug in a tablet form for all new coronavirus infectious diseases, according to the Japanese report. Ivermectin has been used by the World Health Organization for over 30 years to treat parasitic infections. Volunteers have distributed the drug in all of the African countries, where it's been found to be fully effective and extremely effective on the prophylactic against COVID or a cure for COVID. However, the treatment has been mired in controversy during recent times in the United States, with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, known as FDA, has not approved the use of ivermectin as a treatment of COVID-19, even though the drug is used in humans to treat a variety of illnesses and conditions, end quote. Quote, the FDA has refused to respond to the Freedom of Information Act, the FOIA request, asking for the details about any reports of side effects related to the use of ivermectin treatment for COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, they refused to respond to the FOIA request to show proof of any side effects that are detrimental to the patient that takes ivermectin. You know why? Because there are no negative side effects in taking ivermectin. The only side effect is the prophylactic prevention of COVID and or the cure for COVID. That's the only thing, ladies and gentlemen, that they do not want you to know or me to know. However, I'm here to tell you that as a former patient, COVID patient, I can tell you that HCQ and ivermectin and vitamins, supplements, A, B, C, D, E, and zinc work in a prophylactic and a cure for COVID. Prevention of death, prevention of disabilities, and in most cases, keep you out of the hospital, where if you go to the hospital, they will kill you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. And because the lie, the deceit still permeates society in America today, still is on the very top burner for major organizations and corporate entities. People are being fired, lives are being destroyed, jobs and professions are being undermined as a result of what the people and the organizational structures are doing based on the lie from FDA and the CDC, etc. Here's an article that says, exclusive, Hershey fires unvaccinated employees, Dateline January 31st. The Hershey company in Hershey, Pennsylvania, has begun firing office workers who did not get vaccinated against COVID-19 on their way out the door. Hershey is asking employees to sign a 9-page confidentiality and release agreement that would remove their rights to sue the company or to talk about their personal experience with the company. Although their signature comes with a special separation payment, many have not signed the agreement and won't get the money. Hershey is offering, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, up to 2 to 3 months advance pay if you'll sign the non-disclosure agreement to be silent, a 9-page document. Ladies and gentlemen, I am saying that any human being, any citizen with a brain at all should know better than signing a document like that. It will shut the mouth and silence you and prevent you from being able to be remedied through the courts for what is taking place in relationship to that. This article says, although their signatures come with a special separation payment, many have not signed the agreement. Further, it says, I really thought I'd be okay. This is one employee, Kim Durham, a payment analyst and sourcing buyer, told the Epoch Times, I thought that you cannot question my faith and nobody should be able to question my faith. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the focal point of my conversation today. Our faith, our family and our freedoms are being undermined if we remain silent. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the top of the hour news for about 1 minute. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.